Good morning. This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. A.G. Lafley has returned to P&G as chairman and CEO. You'll hear an interview he did back in February here on Cincinnati Edition about his book Playing to Win. That's on the way a little later. And in about 20 minutes, a rewind of a conversation with Libby Hunter about founding Wordplay in Northside. To begin with, here is Marianne Zalesnik with this week's big story.
A couple of big stories in the news this week. We're going to talk about Hamilton County Juvenile Court Judge Tracy Hunter and how her supporters told the county commission she's not getting any respect, and more cases of voter fraud going to the Hamilton County prosecutor. Joining me to sort through it all, WVXU reporters Tana Weingartner and Howard Wilkinson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's first talk about Tracy Hunter. She's had a rather tumultuous time on the courts, and she finally took the position after a long, drawn-out election battle. Tana, what's happened this past week?
Well, her supporters came to Hamilton County Commissioner's Chambers for their Wednesday morning meeting and said that they are just fed up. They were all very angry. They say she's being blatantly disrespected by not only the county, but also by the prosecutor's office, by even the prosecutors that argue in her courtroom. They say she's not being treated fairly, and they want her shown the same respect that the other juvenile court judges afforded John Williams.
Now, are there any particular cases they were referring to?
Well, there are three issues that they want. There are three things that they want to happen. First of all, there are two courtrooms here. There's the one that's determined to be a dump. That's the one that Tracy Hunter currently presides in. And there's one that's considered to be a palace, and that's the one that John Williams currently resides in because he's considered the administrative judge. So they want her courtroom brought up to standards, and everybody kind of agrees that it's a dump. So there's that issue. The second thing they want is a new court administrator appointed to work for both of the judges. The current one, Kurt Kissinger, they say, hasn't been working for her in many months, and she can't work with him because he disobeys her orders. And the third thing they want is outside counsel appointed for her. She's being sued right now by WCPO and the Cincinnati Inquirer.
Now, her request for a court administrator and outside counsel, they've changed slightly since she first issued them. Isn't that true?
That's correct. Back when she first had this issue with the court administrator, Kurt Kissinger, she requested a second court administrator be hired so Kissinger could work for John Williams and she could hire someone to work for her. In fact, she went so far as issuing an order for someone to be hired, and then that was blocked by county commissioners who said that they just don't have the money for that.
So, and it's just never happened before.
And it's never happened. No court administrator works specifically for one judge. There are 30-some judges. They can't have 30-some commission administrators all making $100,000 salaries. That's what commissioners say. And then as far as the outside counsel, she had some, she says that the prosecutor can't defend her vigorously because he has a conflict of interest. He's been on the other side of other cases involving her. Also, the drawn out tumultuous battle from the 2010 election with John Williams. So she says he can't be a vigorous defender of her. Now, he, of course, says that he would. So she wants outside counsel to be appointed. Commissioners say they can't even make that appointment. She has three attorneys who are offering to do it pro bono, but that was blocked by a court of appeals.
So, Howard, put this all into some perspective here.
Well, when she talks about whether or not the prosecutor can represent her, under the law, the county prosecutor does represent her when she's sued in her official capacity as a judge. I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be. But, you know, she brings up these issues that stemmed from this incredible fight that took place after the 2010 election when John Williams on election night had a lead of a handful of votes. She went to court and she made to the federal court, federal district court, and made this case that provisional ballots that were cast by people who went to the right polling place but to the wrong precinct table should be counted. And in the end, U.S. District Court Judge Susan DeLotte agreed with her and basically changed Ohio law, changed Ohio election law, and said that these votes should be counted. And she ends up, in the end, winning the seat by 74 votes. Now, in the interim, John Williams was appointed to the court, to a vacancy in the court. So he is, in fact, the senior judge. He is the administrative judge. It's just an unprecedented situation where you have these two judges in one division of the court who are at loggerheads. It's just never happened before.
So what happens next?
Well,
Well, as far as the courtroom updates, Commissioner Todd Porntoon has stepped. Well, first of all, Commissioner Greg Hartman said in the meeting on Wednesday that there is no formal request for those upgrades to the courtroom. So Commissioner Todd Porntoon has said, well, I'll take care of that. I'll make the request myself. As of us having this conversation, though, I haven't seen that request from him, but it could be coming. Also, as far as the outside counsel, yeah. Well, she's still kind of locked in this battle, so there's a back and forth there. I don't know.
She's still locked in this battle over who's going to represent her, yeah. And whether it's going to be private attorneys, you know, hired for her, paid for by the taxpayers, or the county prosecutor. Now, I don't see the county prosecutor backing down on this at all. So this is going to be a real battle royal.
So we keep watching.
That's all we can do.
One of the other stories that came out this week is that Ohio Secretary of State John Husted broke the tie in the Hamilton County Board of Elections in a number of voter fraud cases. So, Howard, tell us what this means in this particular case.
Well, this was a particular case. It started on May 15th, actually, when the Board of Elections took a vote on 39 voters, most of whom had cast absentee ballots by mail, showed up at the Board of Elections on Election Day, and were given provisional ballots to vote. Now, there was nothing improper about that. The poll workers were required to give them that. Most of these people, most of them were subpoenaed. Some of them didn't respond to subpoenas for the investigation. But many of them who did came in and said, well, I couldn't remember if I had mailed it in. I'm not sure if it got there on time, so I came to the polling place. And at first, the Board of Elections a few months ago, both Republicans and Democrats accepted that and said, okay, we're not going to prosecute these people. But then the county prosecutor, Joe Dieters, issued an opinion saying, look, I want all of these cases where there was some question raised referred to me so that we can do a criminal investigation and see whether or not there was a voter intent to vote twice. And if there was, then we'll prosecute. If there wasn't, we won't prosecute them. And the Democrats were very angry on the Board of Elections, very angry about this. They said, look, we've already settled this issue. Why are we wasting time and why are we putting these people under the cloud of a felony investigation when we have already determined that they did nothing wrong? So there was a tie vote. The two Republicans on the board voted to refer them to a prosecutor. Two Democrats said no. In those cases, it goes to the Ohio Secretary of State, the Chief Elections Officer of Ohio, and he breaks a tie. John Husted, who is a Republican, sided with the Republicans.
Now, that was on Thursday.
Yes. And those 39 cases are now going to go to the prosecutor's office for more investigation. And as Husted pointed out, he said, look, a lot of these people probably won't be prosecuted, but we need to at least look at them and see what the voter intent was.
Now, you talked to Hamilton County Democratic Party co-chair Tim Burke, who was not happy with that.
No, he's furious about it. I mean, he calls it a travesty. He says it's part of an effort to scare people, from going to the polls. He thinks it's a total waste of time. He thinks it's unfair to put these people. I mean, these people are going to end up in front of a grand jury, and in a grand jury, you're there without a lawyer, and they're going to be questioned about this. And he said, we have already determined that these people did nothing wrong, and why they should be subjected to this, he said, is beyond me.
Now, the Democrats can't take that any further.
They can't take it any further. I mean, that's what Ohio law says. If you have a tie vote on a county board of elections, the Secretary of State, Democrat or Republican, makes the final decision, casts a tie-breaking vote, and that's what Husted did.
As we wrap up, and we're just about out of time, but the Hamilton County Board of Election meets again tomorrow. Will this voter fraud issue come up again?
Yeah, there'll be another issue that's going to come up, and it has to do with the people who have registered from post office boxes or from these mailboxes at private companies and what to do about them. So that issue may be resolved tomorrow.
Howard, Tana, thank you both.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Cincinnati Edition. I've been talking with WVXU reporters Howard Wilkinson and Tana Weingartner. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Marianne Zalesnik.